Second Corinthians.
感谢所有的人，也非常高兴和所有的人在一起，我们继续学习《格林多后书》。
And I'm just not sure precisely where we start today, either the end of chapter 4 or the beginning of chapter 5.
他不是很确定我们应该从哪里开始，是在四章的结束呢，还是五章的开始？
I'm just not sure. Does anyone know precisely where we finished last week?
你们中间有谁记得上个星期我们停在哪里吗？ 可以告诉一下。
Well, I hadn't turned the page to 5, so we're still on the end of 4.
I think we got beyond that. I just think so. Yeah.
有没有人做笔记记得停在哪里上个星期？
Right, do it now.
Anybody with any comments? Well, let's start. We'll read verses 16, 17, and 18, and then we'll use that to maybe refresh ourselves a little on the earlier part of the chapter and carry on.
因为我们就从第四章的第十六、十七、十八节开始，这样呢，让我们可以去复习一下上个星期我们所做读到的。 You read in Chinese, right?
Yeah, you read in Chinese 16 through 18.
我先用中文给大家把四章的格林多后书四章十六到十八节读一下。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。我们这至暂至轻的苦愁，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。 原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。So
what we have in these chapters is the Apostle Paul explaining himself to the Corinthian church.
我们在这一节里读到的呢，是使徒保罗，他向 当时的格林多教会做一个，给，为自己做一个解释。
And he's telling them what kind of a person he is and why he behaves the way he does.
他是告诉他们呢，他是一个什么样的人，为什么他会那么去做。
It is true that Christians are often different kinds of people.
这是很正常的，因为基督徒通常都是不同类型的人。Non-Christians
have a hard time understanding them.
就是那些非基督徒呢，他们非常难理解他们。And
even Christians sometimes have a hard time understanding other Christians.
就算是基督徒呢，有时候呢，也很难理解其他的基督徒。
So here in 2 Corinthians, Paul is explaining himself to these Corinthians, letting them know why he lives the way he lives, why he does what he does.
这就是保罗这个时候向格林多教会的基督徒解释他自己，就是说他为什么像那么去
In verse 16, he says, therefore, we do not lose heart.
第十六节说呢,
Sometimes the service for the Lord, for the Christian, is very, very hard.
有时候呢，为主做事呢，是非常非常难的。
And in particular, Paul found that many people were opposed to him. They were fighting against him.
所以呢，特别的呢，是他发现呢，有很多人呢反对他，而且在他的对立面上。And
so in the earlier verses, 8 through 11, he talks about being pressed in on every side, no way to get out ahead, lots of persecution behind.
因为在前面, 我们读到的呢七节到十一节里呢讲到的呢是他在一个非常难的处境里没有找不到出路。
So in English we use the expression he feels boxed in.
所以呢我们在英语里是这样去表达他感觉他在一个盒子里面。
To be boxed in simply means there's no way out on the sides, forward, back. You can't get out. You're boxed in tight.
在一个盒子里呢，这个意思呢，就是说呢，你不可能向前，也不可能向后，也不可能向左，也不可能向右，你没有地方可以出到出去那个盒子。
And so the natural response would be to lose heart, to lose enthusiasm, to feel very, very bad because you're boxed in.
所以呢，自然的反应呢，就是说啊，你失去了心智，失去了热情，你会感到非常沮丧，因为你在一个盒子里出不去。
He says, I don't lose heart because the Lord is with me. And even though it looks like there's no hope for me, the Lord is with me, therefore there is hope.
所以呢他这里说我并没有失去心智因为主和我同在。尽管看起来没有希望出不去那个盒子但是主与我同在那就是希望。
He says, though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly, we're being renewed every day.
所以这里他是讲的，虽然我们外体虽然毁坏，内心呢却一天新似一天。
And so you may remember the story of Moses in the Old Testament when he first met the Lord in the wilderness.
所以呢，你们大家记得摩西，当他第一次在旷野里碰到主的时候。
You'll remember that Moses saw a bush that was ablaze and it was burning and burning, but it kept on burning. It didn't burn up, it just kept on burning.
因为当时摩西看见了一个小矮虫在一直在烧烧烧烧烧，但是呢尽管一直在燃烧，但是那个小矮虫却烧不毁。
And so Moses says, there's got to be something wrong here. That bush should be burning up.
所以呢摩西认为呢这里肯定有什么不对，因为如果是火的话那个树很快就烧没了。
But God was in it, and therefore, though it continued to burn, it was not being destroyed. It just continued to carry on.
因为当时呢神在里面。所以呢那个火尽管继续燃烧但是烧不毁任何东西。
Okay, so there's a picture of it. Cindy has put a picture of that story up for us. I guess it's Steve behind it. But that, Steve, thank you. That's the picture. The bush burning, but it was not consumed. Very good.
Cindy 呢把那个小人书放到了那个屏幕上他认为是他儿子史蒂夫放在去的，那个画面呢，就是当时那个摩西看到的那个火的画面。
So Paul is saying that's exactly what my life is like.
所以保罗说呢，这是确确实实一模一样跟我的生活。
Okay, then he goes on verse 17. He says, our light and momentary troubles are achieving us.For an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
所以保罗继续在十七节里说，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And this is one of these amazing verses in the book of 2 Corinthians. It draws for us.A very, very simple and very powerful message.
这里呢是在格林的后书里许多令人惊叹的经文之一。他呢告诉我们，因为这个道理非常简单，但是非常的有力量。
The principle is this: troubles now and glory later.
所以这个定律规律是这样的， 现在有苦楚，将来有荣耀。
And so the question is, all right, if you have a little trouble now, how much glory are you going to get later?
这个问题就是说呢，如果你现在有麻烦，那么在随后你会得到多重的荣耀呢？就是或者a little bit. Emma don't know where is that. We explained to her.
You explain. You go ahead.
Emma 是格林多后书第四章，第四章第十七节。
Okay, she got that?
Yeah.
All right, very good. So, what kind of troubles did Paul have?
所以呢，保罗有什么样的麻烦呢？
Well, if you and I were to look at them, we would say, Paul, those troubles are very big.
如果我们是保罗呢，我们看到呢，说保罗当时的他的麻烦是非常大的。
Paul says, no, my troubles are characterized by two things. Number one, they are very light. And number two, they're only for a little while.
所以呢，保罗说不是这样的。我现在的麻烦呢，有两重性。第一呢，它是非常的轻的。第二呢，它是非常短暂的。
All right. So, these little like momentary trials, they are working for us.
因为这个小小的这个和短暂的这个麻烦呢是为我们所做工的。
Okay, so trials are not passive. Trials are actually doing a work for you. If you've got a problem in the Lord Jesus, those trials are working for you.
所以呢，那个试炼呢，它不是被动的。如果你在主里，在主耶稣里边，你有什么麻烦，实际上那些麻烦，它是在你身上开始做工了。
Okay, and what are they working? The momentary trials are working something that is going to last forever. It's momentary versus eternal.
所以呢，这个呢，他怎么做工呢？实际上在这个短暂的这个苦楚中间呢，会带来永恒的这个荣耀。实际上就是短暂的苦楚对比永恒的荣耀。
The present trials are very, very light, but the glory that will follow is very, very heavy.
所以呢，这个现在短暂的这个苦楚呢是非常非常轻的，随后带来的荣耀呢是非常非常重。
Okay, and the trials are a problem, but the consequence is glory.
所以呢，试炼呢是一个大麻烦，但是呢，结果呢却是荣耀。
So the result then is that if you have light momentary trials, you can expect very heavy eternal glory.
所以这样的呢，就是说，如果你有一个至短至短的一个试炼，那么说结果呢，是你有一个非常非常重的荣耀。
Okay, how good a deal is that?
这样的交易怎么样呢?
And the answer is you can't get a better deal than that.
这个答案是你找不到比这更好的交易。
If I were to tell you that if you invest $10 today, you can get $100 by the end of the week, you'd probably take it.
那如果我现在告诉你你今天投资十块钱，在周末呢，你可以得到100块，你可能会马上就投资十块钱。
But if you compare something that is transitory, temporary, with something that's eternal, how much bigger is eternal than temporary?
因为如果你找到一个短暂的、暂时的东西，去比较一个永恒的东西。那么说呢，这两个你怎么去比较？
And you mathematicians will say, the comparison is infinity.
所以呢，你们如果你是数学家，你就会把这两个比较，说是无限的比较短暂。
How can you compare suffering to glory?
你怎么样把这个苦楚跟荣耀去比较呢？
And the answer is, it's impossible to compare that because suffering is so insignificant and glory is inexpressibly good.
所以这个结果是没办法比较的，因为如果说呢，你说这个苦楚是短暂的，那么说这个荣耀呢，它是永恒的和重的。
All right, so Paul is saying, you people in Corinth, you sort of wonder what kind of person I am. I'm a very simple person, he says. I've learned you suffer a little now, you get eternal glory then, far greater in quantity. Paul says, that's not hard to understand. You know why I behave the way I do. It's obvious.
所以保罗呢说呢，你们这些格林多的人想要知道我是一个什么样的人，所以呢，我是一个非常非常简单的人。我知道这么一个简单的道理是不难去理解的。你现在有一个短暂的苦楚，你得到一个至重的荣耀和永恒的荣耀，这种结果是非常明显的。
So Paul says, verse 18, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, we fix our eyes on what is not seen. The eternal weight of glory, we can't see it, we just know it's there. That's what we keep our eyes on.
所以呢，保罗说，原来我们不是顾念所见的人，是顾念所不见的。在那个永恒的荣耀呢，我们是看不见的。但是呢，我们的眼睛不是放在那个上面的，但是我们知道它是存在的。
For what is seen is temporary, but what is not seen is eternal.
因为我们现在看见的是暂时的，我们看不见的呢，它却是永恒的。
So are you beginning to understand the Apostle Paul?
你现在开始有点理解使徒保罗了吗？
The answer is yes.And therefore, you're beginning to understand yourself.
你的答案是这样的，所以呢，如果是这样呢，你就开始有点理解你自己了。
Because each of us as Christians are beginning to live this kind of a life.
因为我们每一个基督徒呢，都是要去像这样去做过我们的人生的。
And if you're not a Christian, if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, then you're saying, I had better trust the Lord. I don't want to lose out on that really good deal.
如果你现在还不是基督徒，你可能会这么想，我最好是信主，因为这样呢，我不想失去那样一个那么好的交易，最后得到永恒的。
All right, any questions then on chapter 4 before we get into the continuation of the logic in chapter 5?
您呢，在我们继续在这个逻辑上去学第五章的时候，在第四章到目前为止任何人有任何问题可以提出来。
Any questions?
什么样的问题都可以提。
Okay, Paul's going to carry on the same kind of logic in chapter 5. So, Roy, could you read the first 5 verses in Chinese, then we'll go over them in English.
Yes, sir. 所以呢，这个保罗在格林多后书第五章里是接着上面的逻辑。我现在用中文把一到五节给大家读一下，第五章一节，我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造的，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节，我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得了从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。第三节，若穿上了，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。第四节，我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦， 并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞没了。第五节，为此陪置我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
All right, now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. That means that the eternity to which we're going, the blessing to which we're heading, is real.
他刚才读的是第一节，这第一节讲到的呢是那个永恒呢，它是真实的，我们要往那里去的那个地方呢也是真实的。
The comparison is a tent and a building.
这里的比较呢就是一个帐篷和一个房屋。
Where would you rather live? In a small tent?Or a really nice big house.
所以呢，你愿意住在哪里呢？一个非常小的帐篷，还是一个豪宅里呢？
And when I was a boy, when I was Stephen's age, I used to say, I think it would be fun to live in a tent.
所以呢，当他是个小男孩的时候，当他还是 Stephen 那个那么大的时候，他说住在帐篷里肯定很有趣。
And it is kind of fun.For just a little while.
如果你在里面只住一下，会非常有趣。
But then when it begins to rain, it's not so much fun anymore.
如果开始下雨了，那就没有什么乐趣了。
And when the wind blows really, really strong and blows the tent away, it's not fun.
当那个强风来的时候，把帐篷吹走的时候，也没有什么乐趣。
And in the winter, it's very, very cold.
在冬天呢，里面非常非常的寒冷。
So a tent is fun for a short while under good conditions, but a house is far better for living a long time.
所以呢，那个帐篷呢，只是给你短暂的时候，当它那个状况好的时候，你可能有些乐趣在里面。但是一个房屋呢，所以在任何时候都可以给你提供保障。
And so this again is the comparison between what we have in life and what we're going to get in heaven. Here in life, we've got a flimsy little tent and lots of problems with it. But in heaven, we're going to have a body that will be like a building, a beautiful house compared to our flimsy tent.
所以这里呢，就是一个比较是永恒的。和我们现在人生的比较，我们现在在我们的人生里呢，就像这个小小的弱的一个帐篷尽管有这问题有那问题，但是我们到了天上，我们有一个不朽的身体和一个非常大的房屋在那里等着我们。
All right, so verse 2, he says, therefore, meanwhile, we groan.Longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling.
第二节说呢，我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋。
Paul found that the body in which he lived was subject to many aches and pains.
因为呢，保罗发现他现在所住的这个身体里面呢。实际上是在很多的痛苦之下。
And he got beaten up many times.
他被打过很多次。
And he hurt.
然后他受伤。
Have you ever been hurt so bad that you groan and you say, ooh?
你有没有被打到说你在那里叹息说，嗯。
I think Paul was like that a lot in his life.
他认为呢，保罗在他的人生中经历了很多次这样的。
Because he says, meanwhile we groan.
因为他在这里说呢，我现在在这里叹息。
Okay, he says, I want a new body, that's what I want.
就说呢，我想要有一个新的身体，这是就是他想要的。
Verse 3, he says, because when we're clothed, we will not be found naked.
第三节继续说呢，若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。
So he's basically saying, we don't want just to be free from this body, we want a new and a better body.
这里基本上就是说呢，我不仅想从这个身体里解放出来，我要一个更好的、更强的身体。
Many people say when they die, they get free from the old body.
很多人是这样说，当他们死的时候呢，他们就从这个旧的身体里解脱出来了。
Paul says, I'm not that much concerned about getting rid of the old body. What I want is the new body.
保罗说呢，我关心的并不是从这个旧的身体里跑出来，我想要一个新的身体。
And compared to the old body, the new body is absolutely marvelous.
如果去与那个旧的身体去比较，新身体是完全美妙。
Verse 4. For while we were in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly body, so that what is mortal, our present body, may be swallowed up by new life.
第四节说，我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞没。
So, I don't know what excites you about the new body. There's many things that excite me about the new body.
所以我不知道你们对新的身体的哪一部分感到最兴奋，但是我知道我对新身体的哪一部分感到最兴奋。
When I was a boy, I used to think how wonderful a new body would be because I could do things and I wouldn't fall over.I wouldn't hurt myself when I was doing it.
因为当他是个小男孩的时候，他想象着他的新身体的时候呢，他说无论我做什么，我也不会跌倒，我也不会受伤。
I used to think that I could do lots of things and I wouldn't fall over. And if I did fall over, it wouldn't hurt. My new body would enable me to do far more.
因为当他是一直在想呢，如果我去做什么事情我会跌倒，但是呢，如果我有一个新的身体，这个新的身体呢，无论我做什么都不会让我跌倒。
This body's got all kinds of limitation. Our new body will be an eternally good, prosperous, functioning, serviceable body.
因为我们现在的身体呢是有非常多的限制的，
If you were,
新的身体呢，它会有更多的成功的，更多的有功效的那样一个好的身体。
If you were Myra Biggs and 101 years old, would you be excited about getting a new body?
如果你是那个 Myra Biggs, 那个他现在是101岁，你会感为一个你将得到一个新的身体感到兴奋吗？
And the answer is yes. Okay.
答案是对，我要。
And if you're only as old as you are you going to be excited about getting a new body?
如果你就你现在的年龄，你愿意得到一个新的身体吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案也是是的。
The Christian has got so much wonderful things to look forward to.
因为基督徒呢，有很多我们盼望的美妙的事。
Now verse 5 says, it is God who has made us for this very purpose.
因为第五节说，为此培植我们的就是神。
Why did God make you the way you are?
为什么神把你造成那样的呢？
In order that you can get a new body that's going to be wonderful and that you can appreciate it.
就是呢，以便你得到一个新的身体，你为此会献上感恩。
God didn't make you to have a body that's going to wear out as fast as yours has.
因为神不会给你造一个身体，新身体马上就会坏掉的。
Even Adam and Eve lived over 900 years.
就算是亚当和夏娃，他们活得超过900岁。
We're going to have a body that'll last forever. It's going to be wonderful.
我们会有将有一个身体，它会是永存的，这是非常美好的事儿。
And so we get all excited.
我们所有人都感到非常兴奋。
So when I was a teenager, 18, 19, 20, I used to get all excited about my new body because I was going to spend a lot of time skiing. I liked to ski. I didn't have time to ski. I wasn't very good at skiing, and I used to fall over too often.
因为当他是个半大孩子，18岁、19岁的时候呢，他就一直想象着他有一个新的身体，他就会去滑雪。他不是一个很好的滑雪者，他通常呢，都会摔倒。但是他想，如果他有一个新的身体，他想怎么滑就怎么滑。
So I used to say to myself, don't worry, Harold, when you get your new body, you can do a lot of skiing. You'll have lots of fun.
所以呢，我通常对自己说， Harold, 你不要着急。当你呢，有一个新的身体的时候，你会有很多时间去滑雪，你会有很多乐趣的。
How do we know we're going to get all this?
我们怎么知道我们可以得到这些呢？
Answer, the Lord has given us the Spirit of God, and He is the guarantor of the fact that we will get a new body.
这个答案就是呢，神赐给了我们圣灵做凭据，这个是我们要得到一个新的身体。
So there are many things that the Spirit of God does for us. He teaches us, He helps us, He encourages us. What else does He do?
因为实际上神的圣灵呢，在我们身上做了很多事儿，他教导我们，帮助我们，鼓励我们。他另外还在我们身上做了什么呢？
He proves to us we're going to get a new body.
他给我们做，给了我们一个凭据，说我们一定会得到一个新的身体。
So I've asked you often the question, has the Lord ever answered your prayers?
因为我经常问这样的问题，主有没有应允过你的祷告呢？
And just about all of you are going to say yes. Yes, there was this time, on that occasion, yes, yes, He's answered many of my prayers.
因为你们所有的人都会说，是的，是的。 主在这样的情况下，在那样的情况下，在不同的地方，应允了我很多的祷告。
All right. Has the Lord ever given you any other evidence of His Spirit?
所以呢，主有没有给你个其他的凭据关于他的圣灵呢？
And the answer is yes. He's given you rest and peace and joy and hope.
所以答案是的，他给你安息，给你平安，给你喜乐，给你希望。How
did you get all that? Answer, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to you and He begins to give you all those wonderful things.
你怎么能够得到这些呢？当你成为一个基督徒的时候， 圣灵就来到你的身体里面，住在里面，他给你带来所有美好美妙的事儿。How
do you know that you're going to get heaven?
你怎么知道你会去天堂呢？
Because of what the Spirit of God has given you already.
就是因为神的圣灵已经给你了。So
I've lived a long time.
因为我活得比较长。
I don't think there's ever been a day that I can remember when I didn't believe that I was going to be in heaven.
因为我从来的，我想不起有一天我不相信我不会去天堂。
I never doubted it.
我从来没有怀疑过。
How did I get that conviction?
This is the most powerful, I don't know.
Answer, the Holy Spirit of God gave it to me.
答案是呢，是因为神的圣灵把那些都给我了。
I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior when I was very young.
我相信主耶稣为我的个人救主，当我非常年轻的时候。
And ever since that time, I've had the Holy Spirit living in me.
自从那以后呢，神的圣灵一直住在我里面。
I've been disappointed, I've been confused, I've been disobedient, but I have never doubted that I was going to be in heaven and going to get all these blessings.
我呢失望过，我也呢糊涂过，但是呢我也不顺服过，但是我从来没有怀疑我会去天堂。
Why did I not doubt? Because God gave me the Holy Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing to me what is to come.
我为什么不去怀疑呢？因为神把他的圣灵给到在我里面，给了我凭据，证明我要去的地方。
And so Paul says, you can get excited about this, you know.
对保罗说，你知道吗？你可以为这个感到非常兴奋的。
I get excited about this. This is my whole life.
我这么兴奋的是因为这是我所有的人生。This
is the reality of life, Paul says. The Corinthians said, Paul, you're a little bit peculiar. Paul, sometimes you're a little bit eccentric. Paul says, no, I believe the truth of God. The Holy Spirit has been given to me as my witness.
对保罗说，这是真实的，这是非常真实的。你们格林多的基督徒也许认为我这个人很特别，我这个人不一样，但是我不是那样的。我是因为神把他的圣灵给到我作为凭据，我知道这样发生的一切。All
right, verses 6 through 10 then, please.
Okay, 我来给大家把第六节到第十节读一下，格林多后书第5章第6节。所以我们时常坦然无惧。 并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离。第七节，因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。第八节，我们坦然无惧，更是更愿意离开身体与主同住。第九节，所以无论住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。第十节。 因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。All
right, therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body now, we are away from the Lord.
所以他刚才读的是第六节。
But he says, we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So what you end up with then is the contrast. Here we are now. We're in a weak body. We're in a frail body. We've got problems and troubles. But over there, when we get to heaven, we're going to have a new body and we're going to have new life, new hope. And he said, we're confident of that and we know it.
所以在这里是一个比较，一个反面。我们现在的身体呢，是虚弱的，是容易受伤的，但是我们将要得到的呢，是一个完全新的身体，所以我们
Okay, so to depart, Paul says elsewhere, to depart and to be with Christ is far better.
所以这地方都说呢，我们更愿意离开这个身体，与主同住，那是远远好的。Okay,
we get to go to heaven. Get excited about it, Paul says.
我们一定会去天堂，我们
Now he says, because we're going to go to heaven. We get ready. We do things because we're going to heaven that are important.
所以呢，因为我们要去天堂，所以我们正好准备好我们去天堂之前我们要做的事是重要的。
So he says, verse 9, we make it our goal to please him, whether we're at home in the body or away from it.
所以呢，第九节说呢，所以无论是住在身体里，离开身体，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
We want to please him at all times.
我们要在所有的时间都让主喜悦。
The expectation of being with him is so wonderful that we want to please him right now.
所以呢，那个盼望和主在一起的是如此的美好，所以我们现在要让他喜悦。
So I want to tell you again the story I've told some of you before about my doctor's wife.
所以呢，他给大家讲过很多次这个故事，但这次呢还是要讲关于他的家庭医生的妻子。
My doctor met his wife in the United Kingdom many years ago.
所以呢，他的家庭医生呢，在英国很多年前碰到了他现在的妻子。
And I guess they got engaged, or maybe they even hadn't been engaged. I'm not sure. But he came to Canada to study medicine.
所以呢。 他认为他们当时订婚了，也许他们从来没订过婚，但是他跑到了加拿大来学习医学。And
she told me that when she was still in Scotland, a young man came up to her and suggested that he would like to spend some time with her and get to know her.
医生的太太呢，她在英国，她当时呢告诉Harold有一个年轻人，想要跟他约会，想了解他更多。And
I think she was standing with him on the shore of the Atlantic Ocean, looking out to the west toward Canada.
所以呢，他认为当时他站在英国的海岸线上，向西看着加拿大。
And he made some proposal to her. I'm not sure what it was, but she had a bold response. She said to him, no, I can't spend time with you because my heart is over the ocean over there in Canada, where my boyfriend or my fiance is.
因为当时呢，那个她的太太跟那个年轻人说，我不能花任何时间跟你在一起，因为我的心在大洋的那边，在我的未婚夫或者是我的男朋友那里。
And because of her hope to be with him, she said, I'm not going to spend time with anybody else.
因为呢，她一直盼望着和她的未婚夫或者男朋友在一起，所以她说呢，我不和任何人在一起现在。And
verse 9 then says, we make it our goal to please our Lord. One day we're going to be with him. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we're here or whether we're there in heaven, doesn't matter. We want to please Jesus.
所以他说呢，在保罗的这里说，我立了志向要得主的喜悦。所以呢，不论我们现在在这里还是在那里，我们永远，我永远要让主耶稣喜悦。
So you understand now, as we're beginning to look at the heart of Paul, you understand him. You're beginning to understand why he was the way he was, but we're also beginning to say, Lord, that's the kind of person I want to be.
所以呢，当你看到了保罗的内心的时候呢，你就知道保罗是一个什么样的人，他为什么那么去做。 所以呢，我们也会这么去想，我们就是说呢，使徒保罗就是我要去成为的那样的一个人。
And now another wonderful verse, and many of you have memorized it. You can underline it. It's a thrilling verse, number 10.
所以呢，下一节经文呢，是一个非常令人惊奇的一个经文。我希望你们大家呢，把它记下来。也许很多人已经在这上面画了重点。
It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
因为呢，这里讲了，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，不然会恶受报。
All right. So what he's saying is,There is judgment day coming.
所以呢，他这里讲的呢，就是有一个审判的日期要来。
This judgment day is different than the judgment day that's going to be for people who are not Christians.
所以这个审判的日子呢，和那些不是基督徒的人受审判的日子是不一样的。
People who are not Christians, according to Revelation chapter 20, will be judged, and they will be judged as to whether or not they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and if they chose not to believe, they will not go to heaven.
因为这个呢，这些不信的人，他们在启示录里第二十章讲的是，他们要为他们信和不信接受审判，如果他们选择了不信，他们将不会去到天堂。
But this particular judgment isn't whether or not you go to heaven. This judgment is whether or not you get rewards when you get to heaven.
所以这个审判呢，它不是说审判你去还是不去天堂。而是当你去了天堂以后，你能得到什么样的奖赏。
And it answers to the judgment that we read about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
这里呢，讲到的呢，我们是应该得到的在格林多前书的第三章里所得到的奖赏。
So he's saying, when we get to heaven as Christians, we will stand before the Lord and we will get rewarded for the things that we have done, that we should get rewarded for.
所以呢，当对你讲的呢是，当我们站在主耶稣面前到了天堂的时候呢，我们会为我们在地上所做的，我们应该得到的奖赏而得到那个奖赏。
Okay, and we will not get rewarded for the bad things we've done. They will be removed from us. No rewards for them.
所以呢，我们不会为我们所做的坏事得到奖赏，他们呢，那个奖赏会从我们所做的坏事里面移去。
All right, very, very important conclusion.
这是非常非常重要的结论。
So when we walk into heaven, we meet the Lord, and He says, "Glad to see you."Now we're going to give you the rewards for what you did when you were on the earth.
当我们在天堂行走的时候，我们碰到了主耶稣，主耶稣说非常高兴看见你，现在我要给你在地球上你所做的好事给你奖赏。
So some people are going to be like the thief on the cross.And the Lord will say to him, now, what did you do for me while you were alive?
所以呢，也许有些人就像在十字架上的，十字架右边的那个囚犯，主耶稣说，当你活着的时候，你为我做了些什么呢？
And he will say, well, not very much. He said, I went to heaven just a few hours after I became a Christian.
所以呢，他说我没有做太多的事情，因为我
And the Lord will probably say to him, well, actually, you did a pretty good job for me when you were on the cross for those 4 or 5 hours before you died.
你在十字架右边的时候，你做了很多很好的工作，为我。
And I think he'll say to him, you know, I'm thankful you stood up for me. You rebuked your friend who was on the other cross. You said to him, don't you fear God? And you were a good testimony for him for 4 hours.
但是呢，他说呢，也许比如是跟他说，你做了一个很好的见证，你站在我这边，你去责备另外左边的那十字架上那个囚徒，说难道你不怕神吗？所以你为我做了很好的见证，在那四五个小时内。
And then somebody else comes along and he says, ah, this is nice to see. You've been a Christian for 4 years.
所以呢，有些人也去呢，他说，很高兴看见你，你已经做了4年的基督徒了。And
so he will analyze that life and he will reward for the things that were done, whether good or bad, but he's got 4 whole years to examine and to reward.
所以呢，当时呢，主可能会去分析你这4年的人生，你做了什么好事为主，或者做了什么坏，他会为那些好的给你一些奖赏。
Hopefully he'll find something there that's pretty good and there should be a whole lot of reward.
我希望呢，他分析你的这些几年的基督徒人生呢，我希望他能找到可以奖赏你的那些事儿。
What about the Christian who was a Christian for 40 years?
那么如果一个成为基督徒40年的一个基督徒，他怎么办呢？
Well, he had a great privilege, didn't he? He was a Christian for 40 years. All of those years, he could be doing things for Jesus, and Jesus would note them, and he will be rewarded for all of them.
这个人呢，他是非常荣幸的，因为他可以做基督徒做那么多年，在这40年里，他可以为主做很多事，主也会注意到他做的那些事。
Okay, that's Judgment Day, therefore, is a day you could get really excited about.
这样的一个审判日呢,
On the other hand, that Judgment Day could be very embarrassing, couldn't it?
所以呢，当然呢，相反的，如果在那。 那一个审判日你会感到非常的尴尬，是吧？
What would happen if the person, the first person was 4 hours like the thief on the cross and he got a big reward, the next person was 4 years, but he lived those 4 years for himself, pretended that he really wasn't a Christian, didn't tell people, and he ends up getting less reward than the person who'd only been a Christian for 4 hours。因为那实际上呢，当时那个在十字架上4个小时的那个囚徒，他得到一个重大奖赏的时候，相比较另外一个成为基督徒4年的一个人，他讲是就说他那个时候呢，4年他只为自己而活着，他呢不去告诉别人，所以呢他只是说假装在那里，然后到了那里。 天堂的审判日那天呢，他得到的奖赏比那个只成为基督徒4个小时的那个人的奖赏小得多。Okay, so if you think about it long enough, you begin to say to yourself, I think I want to make sure that I get a good reward.
所以呢，你如果花点时间好好考虑一下，你就会觉得我想要在那天得到奖赏。
So verse 11 says, since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade man.
在第十一节说呢, 我们既知道主是可畏的, 所以劝人。
So why did Paul keep telling people about Jesus?
为什么保罗一直不断地去告诉别人主耶稣呢?
In part because he wanted to make sure he got a big reward.
所以当然一部分原因是他想确保他得到一个大的奖赏。
All right, well, that's the end of the next section. So my question to you is, what are your questions now? Do you have any more questions on what it is that's motivating Paul and what the implications for us are?
所以呢，你讲到目前为止呢，你们自己对这些有什么问题呢？ 有什么问题就是保罗的，他的动机是什么呢？你们有问题就提出来。Who's
got a question? Lydia's got a question.
Linda.
Linda, sorry, that's right, Linda.
Okay, Linda,
你先对。就是我本来也想下次提问的，就是圣经上说我们要积累财宝在天上，是吧？不要在地上。 那我就想，我们去了天堂还要积累财宝吗？ 然后这个奖赏又是哪一方面的奖赏？ 那这样子，有的人财宝多， 有的人财宝少， 会不会又有什么那种嫉妒啊？ 或者是觉得不公平啊？ 就是那种羡慕这种财宝啊？ 有这些那样子， 这种，
okay.
这种想法。
So she said, the scripture tells us we should accumulate our treasure into the heaven.
In heaven, yes.
So what kind of treasure in heaven? And what kind of reward we will get? Is there any jealous in the heaven? Or something just envy that you get bigger reward, I get less? What kind of that?
I'm not sure. Again, many aspects of the question, and I probably won't be able to get them all. Can you remember the details of the question again?
She said we should accumulate our treasure in heaven.
Yes.
So what? If we will go to heaven, why should we accumulate our treasure in heaven? So this is the first question.
Okay, well, the first question is, yes, we are to accumulate treasure in heaven. How do we do that? And the answer is, we would do that the same way we would accumulate treasure down here.
因为答案他说是的，我们应该把财宝积累在天上。那我们怎么去做呢？我们就像在我们地上积累财宝那样去积累。Okay,
if I wanted to get more treasure down here, I would start working overtime.
因为他说，如果我想在地上得到更多的财宝呢，我就会加班。And
when I was working as an ordinary laborer, I got paid $1.50 an hour.
当他开始工作的时候呢，他的小时工资是一块五。
That was a lot of money. And so, but if I wanted more money, I would volunteer and I would say, I'll come back on Saturday. I'll work 5 days, but I'll come back Saturday to get more money.
那个当时的那工资是非常高的，但是呢，如果他想要得到更多的钱呢，他就会自愿的说，我会在周末也来工作。Okay,
if you wanted to get more reward in heaven, you would say to the Lord, I'm prepared to work on Saturday too.
所以呢，你如果想在天堂得到更多的财宝呢，你就会跟主说， 我想在周末也工作。
So I told you about skiing.
所以我跟你讲过滑雪。
When I was 18 years old, I wanted to ski.
所以当我是19岁的时候，我想去滑雪。
Skiing was fun.
滑雪非常有趣。
But I couldn't ski on Saturday because I had to go to university.
所以呢，在星期六他不能去滑雪，因为他必须去大学里上课。
So I said, well, the only day I can ski is on Sunday.
所以呢，他觉得唯一的一天他可以去滑雪的是在星期天。
Well, I thought to myself, I can't ski on Sunday because I'm supposed to be at the chapel on Sunday. I'm supposed to worship the Lord. I'm supposed to be at the chapel on Sunday to befriend the people who are here. And I'm working with the young people and they need a friend. They need someone to help with the meetings. I've got to work for the Lord on Sunday.
因为他说呢，我不应该在星期天去滑雪，因为星期天我应该在教堂里，我应该在教堂里敬拜主，我应该在教堂里和其他的基督徒在一起，我应该在教堂里，当时他和年轻人在一起工作，他为那些在教堂的年轻人而去鼓励他们。
So Nicole's got a question, but I'm just going to give one more sentence in the answer.
所以呢，尼克可能有个问题，他让他再讲一句这个答案。
I said, Lord, I'm not going to go skiing on Sundays. I'm going to serve you. But here's the deal. I want you to give me a reward for serving you on Sunday.And part of that reward is I want to ski when I get into the millennium. I want to take up skiing then.
所以呢，他就说呢，当时他就跟主说，主啊，我现在星期天我不会去滑雪，但是呢，作为回报呢，我想要您给我更多的奖赏。这奖赏的其中一部分呢，就是在千禧年我可以去滑雪。
Now the first part of that was a sincere prayer, and the second part of that was just a little bit of fun. I said, Lord, if you would like, I would like to ski, but if you've got something better, I'll do something better.
所以呢，他那个祷告呢，前半部分他想得到奖赏，那是真诚的。那后半部分呢，可能就是为了好玩。他说呢，如果我能够在千禧年去滑雪，那我就去滑。如果您有更重要的比滑雪更重要的事让我做，我就不滑雪，我就做您要我做的事儿。
Okay, now Nicole had a quick question in the middle of Linda's question.
所以呢，可以简单一下，在她 Linda 那个问题还没问完。
不是，我想 Linda 的问题是：第一，天堂的奖赏是什么？第二，如果天上有不同 level 级别的奖赏的话，会不会有地上的这些嫉妒纷争？
他现在我知道 Linda 的问题呢，他现在我们是一个一点一点的往前推进，所以你要有耐心等一下。所以Nicole just want to explain that questions Linda has. So, you've
got to keep explaining it to me.
Yeah, I think we just one by one.
Yeah.
So the first one, I think you explained already.
Okay.
So the second one is, why should we accumulate treasure in the, in heaven?
Yeah.
So why do the, in other hand, why do we need the treasure in heaven?This is the second question.
Okay, well, one of the treasures that we get in heaven, the Bible tells us, are crowns.
So I think her question is why? Why do we need a treasure?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay. 所以他说呢，在天堂里他认为一奖赏的一类就是冠冕。
Okay, so we get treasure in heavens, and some of them are going to be crowns. We get rewards for the good things we've done.
所以呢，我们有些人呢，就是得到了冠冕的，就是为我们所做的好事啊，得到的回报。
But then we also read that what we can do with these crowns is take them off our heads and put them at the feet of Jesus.
另外一件，我们可以为这个，我们这个冠冕有什么用呢？我们可以把它摘下来，放到主耶稣的脚下。
So, when I get to heaven, I don't just want rewards for me, I want rewards for Jesus.
所以呢，当我去了天堂的时候，我要的奖赏并不是说给我自己的，我要把它献给主。
So I would like to be able to say when I get to heaven, Lord Jesus, you love me so much, I want you to have this reward that you gave me, and I want to be able to take my reward and give it to Jesus.
所以呢，他会跟主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，你是如此的爱我，所以我要把您给我的奖赏，还给您。我就说呢，到时候呢，我有那个能力把奖赏献给主耶稣。
Because we love him, we want to be able to do something that will please him. That's what Paul says here. Verse 9, we make it our goal to please him.
这就是保罗说的，因为我们爱他，所以我们要让主喜悦，这就是第九节讲的。
And one of the things that we can do that will please him is to get rewards that we can give to him.
所以呢，其中一件我们让主喜悦的事是什么呢？我们得到了奖赏，然后把这个奖赏献给主耶稣。
But related to that question is you use the word jealousy and the question is, are we going to be the kind of people who are proud of what we've done and not proud of the other people?
所以呢，这个问题中间的一部分呢，就是说我们会不会因为别人得到而嫉妒？就是我们是那一种为我们自己骄傲的人吗？还是为别人骄傲的人？
And I don't think that heaven is going to be filled with any pride.
所以呢，他不认为在天堂里有任何形式的骄傲。
But there will be levels of responsibility in heaven.
所以呢，但不同水平的那个回应在天堂里，不同的责任。
So the Lord Jesus Christ told parables about the man who went into a far country and gave to his servants certain responsibilities.
所以呢，主耶稣告诉了我们一个比喻，就是说一个人他去天堂以后，给他的仆人，他去国外以后给他仆人不同的责任。
And so to one of those men, he gave 5 pounds, and the man said, your pounds have earned 5 more pounds.
所以呢，其中一个人给了他五磅，那他说你的那个超过你的那个价超过五磅。And
so the Lord Jesus said to him, all right, you can be ruler over 10 cities.
所以呢，主耶稣跟他说呢，你可以
So not all of us are going to have the same responsibilities in heaven, but those who have invested wisely, those who have worked for the Lord here, they are going to enjoy more responsibility, more privilege associated with that responsibility in heaven.
所以呢，实际上呢，不是说 责任和职责在那里。但是呢，如果说你在这里，你投资到更多的去为主做的工呢，你会在天上享受那样的职责和那样的职责给你带来的荣幸。
The question really ultimately becomes precisely what is that reward we're going to get, and we don't know precisely.
所以呢，最终呢，这个问题呢，会回到说我们在天堂会得到什么样的奖赏，但是我们不是很准确的知道那个奖赏是什么。
Whatever it is, it's going to be worth it.
不管是什么，都是值得的。
Whatever it is, we're going to say I should have invested more wisely.
所以呢，不管呢，我们将来得到的什么呢，我们都会说我应该多投资在这里，为之更聪明的投资在这里。
Whatever it is, we're going to enjoy it forever.
不管那个奖赏是什么呢，我们会一直享受到永恒。
So there's a sense in which we say it doesn't matter what it is. If God wants to give me something that I'm going to enjoy forever, I want it.
这实际上呢，就是讲的那么一句话，就是说不管神给我什么，我都会一直去享受，直到永恒。
So that hasn't completely answered your question, but at least that's part of it.
也没有完全回答那个 Linda 的问题，但实际上呢，最少也回答了一部分。
More comments, more questions, Linda.
No, thank you, Heather.
I think she thinks there's jealousy in heaven.
Jealousy in heaven. No, there's jealousy here.God is jealous here.
所以呢，他说实际上呢，在我们现在是有嫉妒的，在天上是没有的，但是神是忌邪的神在这里。
And God says, I'm your God, I'm your creator, I'm your savior, I don't want you to go around loving others.
所以神说呢，我是你的造物主。我是你的救主，我是你的神，我不想要你去爱其他的别的什么。
But when we get to heaven, there's going to be no jealousy, because when we get to heaven, we will all be like the Lord Jesus.
因为当我们去到天堂了呢，不可能存在嫉妒，因为我们所有的人，去到天堂人都会像主耶稣那样。
But I think that there will be, especially at the beginning, the cry that says, I wish I had loved him more.
所以他相信在刚刚开始去了天堂的时候，可能会有那样一个哭泣，说呢，我应该多爱主一点。
I wish I had served him more.
我希望我在以前多服侍他。
Our mother was she loved poetry.
她的妈妈喜欢诗。
And she memorized a line from some great poet.
她记得一句话在什么希腊的诗里面。
I can't remember the poet.
他记不得那首诗是什么。
I can't find the poem.
他可以找到那个写诗的人。
But the line goes something like this.
但是那句话，刚才他说他找不到那个写诗的人，但是他知道有一句话是这么写的。
The saddest words in the English language are what might have been.
因为在英语里面最令人悲伤的一个词是说将来会怎么样。
That can be very sad, couldn't it?
这是非常令人悲伤的，是不是？
I made a terrible mistake. I could have gone this way. Instead, I went that way. oh, I might have been if I'd only gone that way instead of this way.
所以呢，实际上呢，啊，我是朝着这个方向去走的。实际上呢，如果我朝着另外一个方向走，我会得到更好的东西。所以呢，我应该是不是朝这个方向，而是朝另外一个方向去。
Now the other poem that she taught us was one by Alfred Lord Tennyson.
所以呢，另外一个呢，他妈妈告诉他的是一个叫那个 Lord Tennyson 的人写。
And it simply says this, one ship goes east and one ship goes west.
所以这么简单的讲呢，说一条船往东，一条船往西。
By the self same wind that blows.
所以呢，都是顺着风的方向走的。
It's the set of the sails. It's not the gales.
是那个是由那个帆决定的，而不是由那个帆杆桅杆决定的。
That determines the way it goes.
这个呢是那个帆决定你往哪里去的。
And so you and I say, when we stand before God, it will be judgment. I'm going to set my sails to go the right way.
所以呢，你说呢？sorry, can you repeat?
I'm going to set my sails to go in the right direction.
所以他说我要把我的那个帆船设定在一个正确的方向。
I don't want to just drift in the wrong direction. I want to go in the right direction all the time.
所以呢，我不想随心所欲飘到其他地方。我要把这个帆设好，设到正确的方向，到正确的地方去。
Why?Because I want the reward that Jesus wants to give me.
为什么呢？因为我想要得到那个奖赏，主耶稣要给我的奖赏。
It would be terribly sad to have to say, oh, what might have been? I could have got more reward for me and more reward for Jesus.
所以呢，是一个非常悲上的事情，说我本来是可以为我自己赢得更多的奖赏，也为主耶稣献给主耶稣更多的奖赏。
All right, so our time is gone. The question has not been fully answered, but we've got parts of it anyway.
所以呢，时间已经到了，我们的问题呢没有完全回答，但实际上我们也回答了一部分。
All right.Maybe we should pray and then we'll sign off.
所以呢，我们应该来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that in the Bible there are passages that deal with the deep issues of life.
主要我们非常感恩在圣经里呢，对我们人生里有一些问题有一个深刻的去理解。
And Lord, we've learned today a little bit about what motivated the Apostle Paul, all these wonderful truths of God.
所以呢，我们今天学到了一点点关于保罗他所做事的动机和所有的这些非常美妙的神的真理。
Lord, these truths didn't just motivate Paul, they made him the kind of man that he was, and we're so thankful that he was.Because we've inherited so many blessings through him.
所以呢，这里呢，这些真理不光是激励保罗去那么做的一件事情，更是呢，我们通过保罗可以去继承那个由他所带来的神的赐福。
And so, Lord, we pray that we might be like him, and that we might, that we might recognize that we too will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以呢，我们是祷告，是我们要像保罗一样，我们也要跟保罗一起站在主耶稣的审判台之前。
Help us, Lord, to behave in such a way that we will not be embarrassed and ashamed before Him at His coming.
主啊，请帮助我们，当我们站在您面前的时候。我们不至于羞愧，不至于尴尬。
And so, Lord, we just give thanks for your love and mercy to us. May each of us seek to follow the Lord as Paul did.
主啊，我们要感谢您的怜悯和恩典，愿我们每一个人都遵从保罗所做的事那样去做。
We ask this now in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Amen. Thank you today. Lord bless you all. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. See you tonight.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Harold.
Amen.
Bye. Thank you, Lord. Bye.
Here's Matthew's come aboard. Good to see you, Matthew.
I have a song that I want for the...
Yeah.
Very good.
About this.
Yeah. Okay, folks, looks like we're all heading home, so very nice.
Yeah.
See some of you later this afternoon, see others tonight. Very good. Yeah, okay, shut it down again. All right, I will let you have it. And, we'll carry on. You're going to shut me off, or do I shut myself off?
Yeah, you can shut it off.